Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. This is episode 4. I'm Colton Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and we educate each other on films. The films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, we would watch a film together and then we'd come into the studio to discuss it. And you can join us too by listening to our podcast every Thursday and watching along with the films at home. The beauty of our film club is it's all about the films that we should have seen, but we haven't. I feel like I've said that.
You're going round in circles.
I'll tell you what, someone's going to listen to this podcast and go, oof, that sounds complicated, doesn't it? Watching the films we might have watched but haven't watched, and there's films you should have watched but didn't watch. Join in next Thursday.
And we'll give you the answer.
Think of a number, times it by 10. Take the 4 breadsticks you had away, and you're left with how many elephants?
It's not confusing, it's simple. It's three mates watching films, talking about the films, but we like very different films. So this week's film has been picked by Jack and Ben, and the film is Dirty Dancing. But before we get into talking about Dirty Dancing, it's been 5 weeks. Has it been 5 weeks?
Is it lockdown
is
five,
the fifth,
fifth week?
Week? I think it is. Yeah.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Just sunbathing, really.
Yeah.
The weather's been nice.
Are you
so
on all-inclusive holiday, Jack? Is that what it's like for you?
The all-inclusive, yeah. Eat, drink, sleep, sunbathe.
Go to the shop every day, do you? Little trip out to the shop?
Little trip out to the shop, yeah. I've washed the car.
Ooh.
That was an event.
I drove my car today.
What, for the first time?
Well, I've had it, 6 weeks? I've driven it six times.
Yeah.
I've done 220 miles and 180 of that was driving home.
Yeah.
Like, I curb the alloys as well.
Oh, God. How do you curb alloys now when there's no one on the road?
Pulling in on the drive.
Panic parallel park.
I had to go to the garden centre, didn't I? Because the key workers keep sending me out to do the errands.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you get from the garden centre? Tomato and strawberry plants.
You can just buy them from the supermarket.
Yeah, tomatoes and you can buy tomatoes and strawberries now, I've heard.
They've not really run out.
No,
I bought a bog roll plant
in your own.
They have in Yorkshire.
Bog roll plant. Just in case, it's great. And then next year, I'm getting a bog roll tree.
Why are people doing that, by the way? Like, my mum is making, is it starter for sourdough bread?
Yeah.
She's making her own bread. Why? When there's bread in the shops.
I know.
Like, what's the point?
I'll tell you what, though. Be nice bread, Coulson. Don't knock it. Be nice bread. My next door neighbour makes a bit of bread. It's nice. Gives me half a loaf. Brilliant. I give him a bog roll, he gives me half a loaf. Well, that's what people do, isn't it? That's what people do. Lockdown, bit of bread.
Yeah. Keeps them busy.
Keeps them busy. It's quite a thing, though, making the sourdough. It's quite a number, isn't it?
Oh,
making
well,
that little thing, whatever it's called. What's it called?
Starter.
Yes. Making that. for a week.
Four tubs of it there is in the kitchen at the moment.
Oh, is she selling the bread?
I don't know what's going on, but there's just a lot of bread being made. How's homeschooling going, Ben?
Absolutely brilliantly. I am. So straight off detention. Because you were late and he was in his pyjamas. My daughter really, she takes care of herself. She's doing stuff that's far too, I've got no clue. So straight off detention. I'm the deputy head. My wife is the head teacher. I thought that was a clever thing to do. So I can always send them to the head teacher if it gets a bit squiffy. If I can't really work something out, go and see the head teacher. You've got to put your hand up, even though there's only one person in class. So we did angles today, and then multiplying fractions, dividing fractions. Yeah, got quite into
it. Yeah, my head falls off with fractions.
Yeah, tough. It's not easy, but I've got the answers, so I can just pretend I knew it. He's very good, to be fair. He's very good. And then they have this girl comes on Skype and helps them out, and yeah, it's not too bad, actually. To be fair, the schools have been mint. They give you a full pack of what to do.
Oh, right. Okay, good.
Lessons. Not too many. It's been really, really mint. So, yeah, it's been okay. Dog got caught in the football net.
Wow.
That was the big one. That was the big number. That was a real, like,
operation.
Proper operation. Poor dog. Caught. Got the old basketball, deflated it, punctured it. Then threw it into the football net, got caught. Dad. So it's me going
dog
out.
Dog stuck.
What do you do? I mean, poor little thing. So anyway, that's been my week.
We've had animal issues as well. I came downstairs yesterday and we have chickens and ducks. And the dog had come downstairs, opened the door, as it does to mooch around the garden. And dogs are very good at opening doors, but they're not good at shutting them. So I've come downstairs and the fucking chickens are in the lounge. So I've had to go into the office and gone, Mum, there's chickens in the lounge. She's like, well, get them out then. So I try.
I'm in the lounge
going, come on. Chasing them around the house.
But doesn't the dog have a little go at them?
No, loves them. The dog's actually scared of one of them because one of the grey ones is nasty. It's a nasty
hen. So your mum is running basically a little small Lidl. She's got the eggs, she's got the bread. What's the other things you've got?
Ducks.
Oh, ducks. Do you eat the ducks?
No, we don't eat them. What, hang them out to dry?
Ducks eggs. Ducks eggs. Weeks. Is that what you are?
Yeah, ducks eggs. Ducks and chicken
duck
eggs.
God, but so you're loaded for eggs.
She wanted a goat, but Dad wouldn't let her have one. apparently they're really good for gardening.
what they do the weeds?
It literally does the whole garden. You don't need a landscaper, just get a goat. Right, shall we have a synopsis from one of you on Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. So Dirty Dancing starts with Jennifer Grey's character, and her nickname is Baby. And she goes on, it's like a summer holiday, isn't it, with her parents.
Yeah, people in New York go off up into the Catskills, don't they, into a kind of... It's like a kind of posh Butlins.
Yeah. And while she's there, she spots this girl who is having relationship troubles and stuff like that. And she finds out that this girl's pregnant and she doesn't want the baby. She wants an abortion. And her dad is a doctor. But it's illegal, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but also abortion. She's met and seen the dance teacher, hasn't she? So you all get... The big thing there is you all get to do dance lessons, and the king of the dance is Patrick Swayze, Johnny Castle.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks it's his baby, don't they? It's his dance partner who's pregnant.
Yeah. And she gets her dad to carry out the abortion, doesn't she?
She has the abortion somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then comes back. It's obviously a backstreet abortion. Comes back. She's not very well. Baby's dad comes in. Saves the day, but doesn't realise... Well, does he realise at that point that the money... Oh, no, he realises that the money was for the abortion and thinks it's Patrick Swayze's. He's left that girl in the lurch.
She has a bit of a falling out with her dad, and she meets Patrick Swayze. She gets into the dancing.
Oh, she gets into the dancing because she's letting that girl... go and have an abortion.
Yeah.
So one night, she takes her place to have a dance in another hotel. What is it? Not the merengue. What is it they do, the dance? Oh. Something like that, isn't it? Paso Doble or something.
Yeah, her dad doesn't want her to do it because he sees it's too risky, it's too sexual, it's too dirty. That's what it is. As the film goes on, it's all about her growing up into a woman, really, leaving that childlike
naivety
deciding that she's got. Yeah.
That above stairs and below stairs thing that they've got there, which is the people who are going are sort of doctors or lawyers and have got money, and the people who are serving them haven't.
Yes.
And it's, you know, that sort of runs in the film, is a kind of, is the class divide.
Film. Yeah.
And she realises she doesn't want to be part of that class divide. She wants to be friends with who she wants, but her father's always wanted to funnel her to the best university, to become a lawyer and to get on. And so that's running as well, isn't it?
I think that was the longest synopsis we have
ever
had.
I know.
Racing Stripes. It's a zebra that wants to be a racehorse. Done. Dirty
but
Dancing.
That is the film, also, Coulson. Done.
In effect,
it's a zebra who wants to be a racehorse.
I'm not very good at synopsises. I'm not even good at saying the word.
Do you know what? Actually,
no, it's fine.
The synopsis was quite interesting because it actually answered a few questions for me, because I'm going to let you into a secret. I watched Dirty Dancing last night, and I've watched it again today.
Ooh.
Because...
Ooh, crikey, lockdowns hit you hard. And what have you been doing with your lockdown? Dirty Dancing, I've watched it 15 times. And I've had the time of... Come on, Mum, out. No, into the backyard, get the chickens.
We've nearly got the lift. We've nearly got the lift,
Mum. Come on, get the goat. Get them around. So you've watched it twice. You didn't get it the first time.
I didn't get it. I still don't get it.
What's not to get?
Well, you've just explained a synopsis, and my synopsis would be completely different.
Okay. Well, what's yours then?
What's yours? I'm slightly worried, Coulson. It's not the most complicated film we've watched.
That it's a love story.
Well, kind of is.
I've only just worked out that it was an abortion that she paid for. I thought she had a miscarriage, and that's what her dad was helping out with. Like, there were so many things I didn't understand, and I woke up and I was like, why don't I understand? So that's why I rewatched it, and then I watched it again and I went, I still don't understand what's gone on. And I was trying to think, why is it called Dirty Dancing? And then I worked out that I get why it's called Dirty Dancing, because his style of dancing that he prefers is that dirty close contact style. But I actually didn't entirely get what was going on.
Well, their relationship, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, it's all about a teacher-student type thing. And he sort of gets annoyed that she's not very good at dancing, and his dance partner, who was amazing, they were Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. They were the guys. And now his partner's gone, and he's been left with Patty Simcox, you know what I mean?
Well, she volunteers, doesn't she, to take her place so that she can have that night off.
Yeah.
So obviously, I didn't realise that's why, but so that she could have the abortion. So her doing that, really, when I was watching it, I was like, well, the reason she's doing it is because she wants to spend more time with Patrick Swayze.
Well, it's first love, isn't it? It's first love.
Mm.
And also, it's that love of he's not meant to... She thinks he's one thing, which is a player. He's not meant to be having any relationships with the people who go there, or he'll be fined or not get his money. So there's a class system, a class divide running through the film.
I'm going to throw it out there, and you are going to argue that Dirty Dancing was released 30 years earlier, but it's Camp Rock.
I don't know what that is.
Camp Rock is a Disney Channel film. It's young people, and they go to camp for the summer holidays, and the Jonas Brothers go... And they are wealthy.
Who's Patrick and who's the girl?
The Jonas Brothers are there and they're wealthy. And there's a girl played by Demi Lovato who goes and she's poor. And the wealthy guy falls in love with the poor girl. And it's all about singing and dancing. It's the same film.
All right. Well, yeah, they've obviously nicked it.
Completely. I understand that from watching it. But I get there was more to it than just a love story and a dance film. But I've never particularly got dance. Like, it's not my...
Hold on. What's that hoedown, throwdown business?
Yeah. No, but...
Episode one, series one.
Mamma Mia.
No, Mamma Mia. That... It was all dancing. You did the hoedown, throwdown for 20 minutes.
Different type of dancing. It's a different type of dancing. That dancing, that film, you know, there's an emphasis on the dancing. It's almost
it's called Dirty Dancing. It's like, God, that Red Stripes, there's a lot of racing in that. There's a lot of horse racing in that, isn't there? Yeah.
Right. What I mean is, I don't particularly get dancing. I think I don't get it. And I don't know if that would have helped me to understand the film more. Because the only part of the film I really understood was the two characters going through a love story.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's just nice, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but
it's just
that's fine. But the love story is the dance part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Them getting close.
It's their chemistry. It's them two actors' chemistry in it.
How old's Patrick Swayze, by the way? Because he looks about 40 in that.
Does he bollocks?
He looks old.
He's 30 in that. She's 27.
He looks old. I look at him and I think, in that, well, I expected them to be like teenage heartthrobs. And I'm looking at him thinking she looks about 17.
Well, no, the whole point of it is he's not, is he?
Yeah.
He's been through some stuff. He's a bit older. It's telling that story of the older man. He's probably meant to be 25 and she's meant to be 16. He's the older man with the younger girl. That's where it's meant to be. That's what's written.
When you picked the film, what...
He didn't want to do it, Patrick Swayze.
Didn't want to do the film?
No.
Why?
Because, well, they auditioned a lot of people, and the studio wanted Billy Zane, and the writer and the producer and the director didn't want Billy Zane. They wanted Swayze, who he had... But on his CV, he said, no dance. And it was in capital letters, no dance, exclamation mark, what he could do. So then they went, oh. And then someone who knew someone said,
the director,
oh, he can dance.
The director knew his mum, and his mum was the biggest dance teacher in Texas. And he was a dancer, and he'd been to ballet school.
But he hated it.
Knackered his knee, and he didn't want to dance anymore.
He knacked his knee because he was trying to go down the road of being an actor, and he didn't want to do dancey films. And he was also alpha male. He did a lot of like cowboy stuff, a lot of American football stuff, and he didn't want to be seen as a dancer. So he said no dance, and then someone managed to convince him to go and try it out. It's a good script, read it, and you could clearly see from the film that he can dance.
He's a very good dancer. He's a proper dancer. That bit at the end, he really goes
for it.
Yeah, the jump and then the spins, and he's got something.
He injured himself on that jump. So, you know, when he jumps off the stage and he goes, ow, and, like, jumps out and lands. He wrecked his knee because he had that injury. And he had to do it again and again. And you know the lift?
Yeah.
The lift at the end? Yeah. That was the final shot of the movie, and they're wrapped once they got that.
Oh, time. Really? It's good, that lift. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good bit in the film. She couldn't do it before, and you're like, here she goes. Woof! Up you go.
You know that, the final dance, when they're all in the on the stage? They had no rights to any song for that. So they did that dance to just a... Just like a click track like that. So there's no music.
And then
they got a bag of tapes, of cassettes, of songs that hadn't been made, right? And they could pick any of them. There was like 25 tapes in this bag, and they listened to them all, and none of them went with the dance that they'd rehearsed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The beat. Until the last tape that they put on was I've Had the Time of My Life. And that was the one that they ended up picking.
That bit's funny when he like lip syncs it to her, isn't he? And he half like does it and half really don't want it. And he goes,
yeah.
And I owe it all to
Nobody puts
you.
Baby in the corner. Come on, that's
he hated that line.
Like, that's what
he wanted it. He wanted it cut from the film, and the writer wanted it cut from the film. And I think it was only the director who said, no, he's got to stay in the room. And if you look at the scene, she's not even in a corner.
Last night,
it's against a wall.
Last night, when I said that I was going upstairs to watch it, I went, right, I'm off to watch Dirty Dancing. And my dad turned around and went, nobody puts baby in a corner. And I was like, eh? What do you mean?
And then it came, then you saw it and you went, oh, wow, yeah, dad.
I got it.
Can you do that lift with mum?
Dark horse.
That's how I met your mum. We're in the dance hall.
For me, like, I think it will come as no surprise that the best bits are the dancing. Like, although I didn't understand the dance aspect, the best part is when there is music on and they are dancing. Like, the film starts when she walks into that staff nightclubby thing that they've got going on, doesn't it? That's when, and she says, I was carrying a watermelon or something like that.
Yeah.
That, for me, is when I was like, oh, okay, here we go. And then the tunes are brilliant. I could imagine Ben hated it in a way, but secretly loved it. But
why?
Because it's the music that I listen to and you tell me to
Hold on. I mean, the only thing that's slightly weird is you've got a mixture of music, haven't you? You've got a mixture from the 60s and suddenly you've got an 87 track at the very end.
Yeah.
It's like they've gone 60s all the way, great, quick, 1987, hit it.
Well, the studio wanted to put on modern... It is 60s, yeah, but the studio wanted to put modern music in. They wanted Fine Young Cannibals in there. But it was the writer who said, no, it has to be these songs. But they couldn't get the rights to them because it was too expensive.
Yeah, and they had no
So
money,
they got some guy on board who went and spoke to all the people who had the rights and was like, look, do us this favour. She's a great writer. She needs your songs in the film. So they cut her a deal.
Wow.
And give her them for, yeah.
Right. You know how I talked about how I had to rewatch it?
Yeah.
So in my head, Dirty Dancing, all I could think about is that there's a famous part with a log. And I didn't click that that was the famous part with the log.
What? Yeah. You're watching the part where he's on the log. What are you on about?
And I didn't click that that was it. Because I thought it would be like the grand finale and I didn't understand what it was about a log. And then when I rewatched it, I was like, oh, now I get the log. But I completely...
Are you all right, Coulson? Have you been in lockdown a bit too much? You've made Dirty Dancing sound like... It's like a
really
complicated...
Sort of like
a Russian 1970s film.
It might as well have been in black and white with subtitles. It threw me. Completely threw me. I had to rewind it so many times as well. It was bits I didn't get.
What didn't you get?
Why can't you get? It's two people meet. She's younger. He's older. They can't dance. They do dance. They dance brilliantly at the end. They fall in love.
Do you know what I had to rewind both times I watched it? You know when she goes and does the dance for the girl at the other hotel?
Yeah.
So I'm watching that and I'm thinking, God, she's dreadful. And then he's so, so nice to her and so kind to her. I have to watch it back to tell if she's actually good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And I couldn't understand why he was being nice to her when she was dreadful after he's been so nasty to her. But then that's him getting... The feelings,
you know, all
for
those
her,
scenes. You know all those scenes when he's getting mad at her.
Yeah,
that was Patrick Swayze getting mad at her because she couldn't get the dance, and that's him just, you know, like when she puts her arm up and he brushes his arm down and she's
laughing.
He tickles and he laughs. Swayze's reaction is that the director just kept it rolling, so all those are outtakes and he's just put it in the film as what am I trying to say?
B-roll.
Both of you in lockdown, something's happened. You need to come to my classes tomorrow morning, film studies.
Have I explained that? I've explained
I understand what you mean.
You just lost your train.
It's all real footage, because they actually didn't get on in real life, Swayze and Jennifer Grey.
Did they not?
No.
They worked on the movie. They worked on a movie before it called Red Dawn, and they hadn't got on before it. He got the part. She didn't want him to get the part. But arguably, That's what makes the film.
Yeah.
There's a tension. It's very close, isn't it? It's sort of hate but love. And it's that tension that you watch in the dancing. That film, if it didn't have those performances, really would be no good at all. But there's something between those two that makes you want to watch them dance.
Yeah. The best part is the love story, is them two. And I think almost, I'm completely agreeing with what you're saying there, Ben, as in, would that film work with other people?
Well, no, it's a film that's universal, like you just said.
It's like a Disney film.
There's loads of those, but the difference, the big difference, one, I think the dad plays it very, very well and very straight. He doesn't send it up, and then Swayze is a mint dancer. He is mint. And she's a perfect foil for that. She doesn't look like super glamorous, but then innocent. She becomes something. She looks innocent. She becomes something.
And she loses her innocence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also doesn't lose it in it, but retains something about finding herself.
Yeah.
And that's what's so powerful. And that you can see that they struck gold with that film for
and
many
I think
reasons.
The director as well. Because he'd never done a feature film before, the director. He'd shot a documentary about dancing. So he just knew how to film dance.
And you can tell. Those dance bits are amazing. The end sequence is phenomenal.
Yeah, that end bit is mega.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mega film when it came out. Mega.
What was it, 1987?
Yeah, 87.
Yeah.
Big film. Big film. Big sleeper hit. Like, came out of nowhere, not big money. They were big blockbusters.
Cost $4 million.
$4 million. And it made? $270 million or something? Yeah. Or more? Big film.
It'll make more after this podcast. There'll be a massive boom, they will, watching Dirty Dancing.
I mean, can you imagine having written that song and sent it in on a tape?
Yeah.
And then your song.
What's his name? Bill Medley. Is it Bill Medley? Have I made that up?
I don't know who did it.
I knew all the songs, and the soundtrack is completely me, which is why I think that bit of it I completely got. Do you know the character that I loved? Neil.
Who was Neil?
The grandson of the owner of the hotel. that line in the mirror when he clicks and does his gun fingers and goes, make sure you get in the full £30 that you're paying, make sure you get in the full 30 minutes that you're paying for, and then walks out. Just had me in stitches, and I don't know why. Just because he was like a little rat.
He was good.
He was
great.
The
other actors in it were good. They played their parts very well. The guy who owned the camp was very good.
Yeah.
A bit sinister. The other staff, the sister was very good. The other girl who was the dancer, she was very good. Those two together were very, very good, Swayze and her.
Oh, yeah.
To show you what it could be. That's what was clever about that film. This is what the dance could be. And then you've got to get to this.
Yeah. And maybe it is played in the fact that they actually didn't like each other. But when it starts off, I was thinking, okay, well, she's going to fall in love with him and he's going out with her. So it's never going to work. But then it's almost a fate way, isn't it? That everything falls in line for her and him. And the only thing that bonds them together is dancing.
Yeah.
And how, after her dad said, you're not to hang around with these people sort of thing and take that makeup off before your mother sees you. And that then was like her dad putting a foot down, drawing a line. Mm. But it was that prompted her to go round to Johnny Castle's wooden shack.
I tell you what, she got away with having a headache a lot of times, didn't she? She was like, oh, will you cover for me? I've got a headache.
She didn't do all.
Days, nights, she was in that bed with old Patrick Swayze, wasn't she?
Family holiday.
Don't worry. I'll see you at breakfast.
Family holiday. Not there once. They've been doing the foxtrot as a family and she's not there.
I think they didn't tell the crew that it was called Dirty Dancing, because that's the title. They didn't tell them because they didn't want them to think they were making a porno.
Oh, because the company that gave him the money used to make pornos, didn't they?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they called it something like dance school.
Ah, so they just... Mm. For me, I do like that class undercurrent to it.
That comes
the
across...
The upstairs, downstairs.
Quite quickly. When the owner of the hotel is talking to the waiters, and he's saying, I've got the best here from Harvard and Yale.
Yes.
You are the best. Yeah. And then the entertainment staff come through and he's like, right, fuck off, you're making the place messy sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's like his attitude. So,
that's exactly it. But that was interesting to me because that's what was going on.
Well, they showed the different classes through the dance, didn't they?
Yes.
Because they were upstairs doing like the conga or
the
something.
Foxtrot.
With the posh people. Yeah. Then Johnny's doing the ballroom.
Yeah.
And then you've got the people doing the dirty dancing.
Sort of dropping. Yeah, no, I didn't. Do you know what? I didn't think of it like that, but it shows the class through the dancing. Because he clearly, as good as he is at the foxtrot and the tango, all he wants to do is grind and stuff like that. Because when they get there, that's what he lives for. You know, and
he's got to have something for himself. I suppose it's that feeling of he's put in the corner himself, isn't he?
It all kind of comes out in that last dance, doesn't it? That last number, I mean, we've touched on it, but it's fairly special. Like,
it's a banger. It's a banger.
The guy who's obviously head of the band, who's there just clicking, the skinny guy, he's great, and he's just there clicking, and the owner turns around and says, have you got music sheets for this? Like, just...
I mean, brilliant choreography as well.
So
brilliantly
clever.
Very, Kenny Ortega. Very good choreography.
Who's Kenny Ortega? Choreographer?
Yeah.
Did he do Hannah Montana the movie?
He might have done.
No, he didn't. It was...
I think he
did. It was Jamal. It was Jamal.
No, he was the choreographer, but didn't Kenny Ortega direct it?
No.
Ooh, hello.
Did he?
Hello.
Oh, my God.
I think he might
it's
have
a
done.
10. It's a 10.
Oh, my goodness me. That would be an absolute banger if he did. Kenny Ortega.
I think
he?
The director's name was... Pete or something like that. He's from Brighton. He's mates with Peter Gunn.
Rating. Do rating now while I find this out.
I don't go first, so Ben will have to go first.
So, for me, I have to be honest, actually, rating-wise, it wasn't...
What you thought
as good
it was.
As I remember. No, no, it's what I thought it was. I didn't have a problem understanding it, amazingly. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I tell you what I do like about it. I think it tells the story... very well. It gets straight to the point. It's very clever storytelling. It's an hour and a half. You get understand all about the characters. You understand it's not just a love story. You have that backstory to it, which I love. I think Swayze's fantastic. I think Jennifer Grey's fantastic. I think the actors are great. I saw it the first time out, and I remember it being... Maybe I'm just older now. When I was younger, it really had some... Maybe I'm just a bit older. I think I will go a 7.
I thought you would. Seven. That was a... Not that bad. Was where I thought you would be from that.
For me, I think the characters and the acting from Swayze and her in particular is brilliant, the connection they've got. The director's done something very clever with it. Because on paper...
It shouldn't work.
That film should be shit, really.
Yeah, it should be shit. I mean, it would work, but it could be utter shite.
It wouldn't be a classic.
And you think at the time when that came out in 86, 87, the films that were coming out were Top Gun, Platoon,
Footloose,
Crocodile Dundee. Yeah,
I mean, that's a film. But yeah, you're right. Big blockbusters,
but that,
Arnie, and people shooting things.
Yeah.
And suddenly you got that.
Yeah. And I just think they've done something remarkable. And yeah, I'm going to go 8.
Okay.
Boom.
Right. I'm going to go straight in with my rating, but then I'm going to talk a little bit after, because during the podcast, I've had a few thoughts. It's a 7.
Right.
It isn't what I was expecting, because I was expecting a massive, big finale. Well, I did get the big finale, but I was expecting something massive, and it wasn't that. But it was fun. There was good music. There was dancing. But
hold on. I remember there was a really big finale, but it wasn't that.
I'm going to throw a curveball out here. So, you two, and Ben especially, from what you've said, there's a film here that you've watched as a child that I'm watching and having almost a different opinion on. I think Dirty Dancing is your Hannah Montana.
No.
I think it is.
No.
No.
I just...
No, I mean, my Hannah Montana is like... A Star Wars, isn't it?
I just...
Or an E.T. It's definitely not Dirty Dancing. I don't sit there and go, oh, my word, Dirty Dancing is the film that really makes me relive my childhood while I was in Newcastle, going, I've had the time of my life. trying to lift Rhonda above my head at the school disco. I don't think that was happening to me.
Is it's a film that I would watch again. This is what I can't explain.
You did. Yeah.
And although I've only given it a 7, I'm not saying I won't watch it again in 6 months' time.
No, I think 7's fine.
That's fine.
But I think as well, it's that bit of, it is an easy watch. It is a fun watch, which I haven't...
There is a reason it's a classic.
Yeah. So it's not... I'm not singing and dancing and praising, but I definitely watch it again, and it's fun.
And the other thing is, as shown by your dad, you can ask anyone about that film.
And they know about it.
Anyone. Any age, any sex, and go, Dirty Dancing. Oh, I've had the time of my life. Everyone will sing that.
Yeah.
Everyone will try The Lift.
Yeah.
It is. It's a staple film. It's solid. Yeah.
So what's that? What's that?
Two sevens. And is that... Was it an 8 or an 8.5?
8. It was an 8. 22.
22.
Yeah. Is that right?
Good. Yeah, 22 out of 30.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Good. Very good. Very good. Steady away there, 22. Well done, Patrick.
Patrick Swayze.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jennifer. Well done. Well done, you two. Come back.
I'm liking that you're going down a musical route. I quite like it. So I'm gonna follow trend. So arguably one of the greatest musicals of all time.
Not that you're building it up.
The best film to come out of 2016. The Greatest Showman. God. You love
That's
it.
With the animals. That's with the animals.
Do you know what?
You love it, though. You can't not love it. What's not to love?
Oh.
I know, Jack, I know you love it as well. Because you sing all the songs. And Ben, I know you love it as well. So I can't wait.
How do you know I love it? I don't come into the flat and go, quick, get Greatest Showman on again. I'm feeling a bit down.
it's
great. Okay,
that's
good. Good. Right, I like that, Coulson. You followed us. You've gone big. I like
and
it.
I mean, Jack lived with me the year that came out.
Well, we can talk about this next week, can't we?
I watched it a lot. That's all.
Join us next week. I might have to watch it twice just to make sure I understand it.
So, yeah, in the meantime, make sure that you watch The Greatest Showman, and then we'll see you back here next week. Please don't forget to share the podcast with your friends. Tell people to listen, however you listen. Send us your comments, let us know what you think, and leave us a review. Until then, good night, God bless.
Good night, God bless.
All right. God bless. I'll best get that in. God bless.
Yeah, but said with something like you mean it. No, right. Oh, well, yeah. God bless. God bless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.